It's my pleasure to welcome you here in the Josephinum, the place to discuss and to celebrate history of medicine. And this week is especially dense here in Vienna in regard to the history of psychiatry or to psychiatry, because yesterday was in the Burgtheater the lecture for Sigmund Freud, given by Slavoj Žižek, and today we are very proud that Jonathan Moreno and Michael Wieser accepted the invitation to present the new book and to celebrate Jonathan's father, Jakob Levi Moreno. The location Vienna is important in many ways for this great personality. Although born in Romania, son of a Sephardic family, he grew up and studied medicine here in Vienna. And one can only guess which influence Vienna around 1900 had on his mind and his work. What impresses me personally, and I speak totally as a layperson, is that he had a tremendous creative mind. And I wonder if all that sprang out of his mind was just the result of a certain clairvoyance of later times, or if it was him who shaped the world to such a great extent, hardly realized by people of today. I am especially fascinated by the term psychodrama, which he coined. This term is completely immersed in our world and in our language, and hardly anyone except experts, the experts here, know the history of this term. For me, this is really a wonderful heritage for the world and for science and for medicine, as much as for our daily life, because who does not experience a psychodrama every day? And I speak from a medical university in the midst of electing a new rector. To have coined such a term is intrinsically tied to our language. Jonathan Moreno writes that often the greatest ideas are the simplest and most obvious ones. And another term his father has created is the social network. And the question is, again, clairvoyant or graced with precognition, anticipating our modern world. I would have wished for you to get royalties from every time the term social network is used for the cause of Jakob Levi Moreno. I think that he was a giant, and I'm very proud that we will get much more insights to this man and his mind here today. Speaking of social networks, I would like to introduce the next persons who are going to speak after me. The first one is Eva Novotny, former ambassador of the Republic of Austria and now president of the Austrian UNESCO Commission, and Elisabeth Scalé, representing the Wiener Psychoanalytische Vereinigung. I'm grateful that both are cooperating with us, with the Josephinum, with the Medical University of Vienna, to host this event. And then, after those words, we will start with the real serious business of this afternoon. Michael Wieser from the Alpen-Adria University, Klagenfurt, will speak about our protagonist today and his time in Austria. And then the main protagonist of this afternoon, Jonathan Moreno, professor at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia and son of the celebrated giant, will present his new book, Impromptu Man. I know Jonathan since maybe 5 years. We have met because we are both members of the International Bioethics Committee of UNESCO. And I'm very grateful for him for opening the world of psychodrama for me in a very pleasant way. Thank you for coming, and I would like to ask you to continue.
Thank you very much, and ladies and gentlemen, I'm very happy that I can also add a word of welcome to this event on behalf of the Austrian UNESCO Commission, and I'm very happy to do so for a variety of reasons. First of all, I should say that I'm particularly grateful to Vice Rector Drummel and all her efforts to bring this jewel of a building, yeah, back to life and bring it back to the place it really deserves in the rich cultural heritage of Vienna, where over the past years it has been a little bit sort of in the backdrop and a little bit forgotten. And now it's coming back to life, and I'm very happy about that, because after all, I've spent 4 years of my life upstairs in a little office here, and I'm very happy to see that building back again. The second reason is, of course, that there is a connection between UNESCO and the work of Jacob Levi Moreno. It's not apparent at the first glance, but if you think a little bit about it, UNESCO was the organization of the UN system that was founded as sort of the intellectual corollary to the United Nations. It was the idea that through cooperation in science, in culture, by use of the creative arts and the creativity of mankind, you promote and foster world peace, world security, understanding. And in the work of Jacob Levi Moreno, you see these strains coming together. There's science, because there's very convincing scientific research. There's a lot of creativity and cultural activity connected to it. And it's all based on very simple and convincing ideas. And also the idea of UNESCO, that you promote peace by anchoring it in the minds of people, is a very simple and a very convincing idea, and a very simple and a very convincing concept. So I'm very happy to welcome you here in this beautiful house. I wish you a very interesting discussion, and I look forward to learning more about the work of Jacob Levi Moreno. Thank you.
Yeah, good afternoon. On the behalf of the Vienna Psychoanalytic Academy, which is a common institution of the two psychoanalytic associations in Vienna, the Psychoanalytic Society and the Psychoanalytic Association. And we are very pleased to have been asked to be co-organizer of this highly interesting event. Although, you will hear, we cannot be sure if Jacob Levi Moreno would have been also so pleased as we are. Yeah. Because the relationship between Moreno and Freud was short and broken off, probably, to my mind, prematurely, because young Moreno had a distinctive view on the differences of his own view, on the differences of his own view and that of Sigmund Freud. In his autobiography, Moreno recalls his encounter with Sigmund Freud, I don't know if it's known, in 1912. He was 23 years old and medical student. And he said in his autobiography, "I attended one of Freud's lectures. He had just finished an analysis of a telepathic dream. As the students filed out, he singled me out from the crowd and asked me what I was doing. I responded, 'Well, Dr. Freud, I start where you leave off. You meet people in the artificial setting of your office. I meet them on the street and in their homes, in their natural surroundings. You analyze their dreams. I give them the courage to dream again. You analyze and tear them apart. I let them act on their conflicting roles and help them to put the parts back together again.' Moreno picked up where Freud left off with his theory of interpersonal relations and the development of his work in psychodrama, psychometry, group psychotherapy, social drama, and sociatry. so to become associate. This is a very interesting point, I think. But since also Freud, to my mind, was interested in group affairs and how psychology of groups works in contrast to psychology of the ego, and at this time had already started to think about so-called primitive cultures, about religion and the function of culture and its impact on the individual person, we could say that from different viewpoints, Freud and Moreno looked onto similar fields of interest, and at least for a short moment, they both were interested in each other, as the scene above vividly describes. And I think it is important to mention that in the last decades, especially French psychoanalysts have taken up central ideas of psychodrama for their work with children and psychotics very successfully. And at the same time, they are respecting also the divergences of the two disciplines of psychoanalysis and psychodrama. So I'm very happy to be here. Thank you.